underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and it is, I don't know what episode this is. 16? I don't know. 16 sounds right. Big news everywhere. HP is falling apart. I guess that's big news. I don't know. They're doing away with their tablets, doing away with their smartphones, and I guess their PCs as well. Everybody's going nuts trying to find their $99 touchpads. Can't find them. Not surprised. $99? Yeah, I tried to find one, and I have no interest in the touchpad. I have interest in gadgets, and I have interest in being pulled into the hype and the hunt of, I need to find one now. I can't find one. I'll be honest, I was never impressed with the touchpad. I played around with it a little bit. It was slow. It was unresponsive, or slow to be responsive, I guess, to the touches, to the commands, whatever. Flash didn't really work. Just like Steve Jobs said, Flash probably has no place being on a mobile device. They just need to come up with something better. Well, Apple has come up with something better. I don't know why everybody's not just using it, because Flash just, it really blows. So, yeah, somebody dropped the price to like $299 or something a while back on those things, and I had an argument with somebody that they were like, $299, that's not bad, go get a tablet, go get a touchpad if you want a tablet. I said, it still sucks, like $300 is still a lot of money. Or it was $199, I don't know what it was, whatever it was still too much. So when Friday, when people started tweeting about, oh, you can get it for $99 now, I was kind of like, dude, that's still like $100 I could spend on food or something, gas or anything else. I kind of hesitated. Now I kind of wish I hadn't. I don't know. I feel like I don't really want it. I don't need it. I want it because it's a gadget. I want it because everybody's getting them. I'll admit that, sure. And I have a feeling that because it's so cheap, there will be people out there doing some cool stuff with them. You know, won't feel too bad if you fuck it up doing a brick or a hack or something, you know, doing something. But I think some people will come up with some cool stuff, and I would be interested in messing around with something like that. You know, if somebody came up with some other purpose, something else that it does that's cool, or you could figure out how to put iOS on it maybe. Although, from what I understand, the hardware is not that great, and that's the problem. HP, I guess the WebOS guys said they were really unhappy with the hardware. It was restricting them from doing all the cool stuff they could do with the WebOS. Evidently, the WebOS runs twice as fast on the iPad hardware, but just not really cutting it on the touchpad hardware. So I don't know, but you know, people come up with stuff. People do cool stuff. I would, you know, if anybody says, "Hey, I got an extra one. You got $99, even $150 for the 32 gig one." Yeah, sure, I'd buy it off of them. I just can't find them. Best Buy said they weren't selling them. Saturday I went in and they were like, no, we're not. We got to send them back to HP. Office Max told me the same thing. Like, we sold three of them and then they told us, no, don't sell anymore. Send them back to HP. And then Sunday morning, Best Buy is like, oh yeah, no, we're selling them now. I ran over there as soon as I heard, which was like an hour after they opened. They're all gone. All of them in town are gone. And of course, HP's website, they were like, yeah, you can buy them on here. You go on there and it's just like errors when you try to check out. Error, can't get it. So, big surprise, HP's website is a failure too. I have nothing against them and all these other guys that are making tablets out there. After Apple does it, they go and they try to make it. They're like, oh, look, Apple's tablets are selling. We can do that. But they can't. They're just not building them as well, and they're playing catch up with Apple. Apple's already working on the next big thing while these guys are trying to copy them. It happens time and time again, and it seems like Apple's the only ones that are thinking for themselves and coming up with anything innovative. I mean, if anybody else did and it worked well, yeah, you know, I'd be into it. I admit I'm a little bit of an Apple fanboy. I don't have any PCs in here, but you know, if somebody came up with something that worked as well and did as much stuff, and yeah, I'd check it out. I saw back several years ago, I bought one of those Arcos players because I was like, hey, you can play all kinds of files, movie files and whatever. You can do wireless and, well, it was Wi-Fi, I guess, was in it. But after a while, it just was like, you know, this isn't even worth it either, because it was the same problems that I saw with the touchpad. Where, like, you'd touch it, and then it'd be like half a second later, you wait for the thing to respond, and the flash didn't work very well on that either. And, you know, maybe Steve Jobs is right. No flash on your tablets. That's what I say. I don't know. So if you got your touchpad, let me know if you guys are doing anything fun or cool with it outside of what it was meant to be used for, because I think as it is out of the box, it's not that great. But I think that there could be some potential for that, especially being so cheap. People are going to do stuff with it because people are going to make little projects out of it. I've been working on my own little projects around here just because I got all this old equipment, and I'm just like, what can I do with this stuff? I've been working on this digital paper box project for years over here, and I finally think I would work on it, and then I'd put it on hold, and then I'd come back to it, and then put it on hold. And I finally figured out how to do what I want it to do, but I keep running into all these dumb little problems, like software glitches, so I got to reinstall system software, but I can't find any of my system disks, my installed disks to do it. It's just one thing after another. And then there's like, so I'm using Automator to run some commands, right? And there's one thing that I just can't figure out how to do is to crop an image from the top, because Automator crop that's in there crops it right in the middle of the picture, and that's not what I want. I'm trying to download these front pages from newspapers and then crop them the top so it looks like they're kind of folded into the newspaper box. I have a newspaper box. I got that part. That's the hard part, you would think. I do it, and no one seems to know how to crop it the proper way. I don't understand why this is so hard. So I found a little plugin for Automator, but it only works on Power PCs. It doesn't work on the Intel Macs. So I've got, which is fine because I've got old Macs because they're gonna run this thing. But I gotta reinstall software, and it's just a headache. I'll get it. I'm gonna get it. I'm just gonna have to. I'm just tired of trying to do things and then redoing things because some dumb little thing is in my way with these projects. But whatever. I was working on another project to install a tiny camera in the peephole in my door and then hook it up to a little monitor so I could just look at the monitor and see who was out there when someone knocked on the door. I kind of gave up on that. But I did order this tiny little, it's like a 3.5-inch LCD TFT screen. You can get them online. They're like $25, which is great, and it looks great. I have it hooked up to my television, so I've got the TV back there, but I can see like what's on TV on the tiny little monitor over here. It's dumb, but whatever. This is what I'm doing these days. This is what I'm working on, these little projects. I've got company in town. They went out to do some sightseeing or something, and so I was gonna knock out this podcast real quick. When they leave, some more company shows up, so I have a busy week here, and kind of, since I've been like just kind of becoming a recluse, I have no interest in having company that wants to go do anything. Like these guys that are here now, they're like, "Yeah, well, we're gonna go meet up with other people." I'm like, "Okay, bye. I'm gonna stay in here and do nothing, work on my own stuff." I don't know. I'm gonna try to track down. I need to forget about that. I don't need that. I do not need to spend money on that. Matt Langley on Twitter. I will. Then the other thing is too. Is like I still see people $200, which I don't get. And people are going to be like, well, they're in high demand. You can't find them. They charge more. But that defeats the point. The reason they're in high demand is so damn cheap. You can't sell something for more when it's selling because it's less. Anyway. I don't know. Maybe we'll see some stuff pop back up on the HP site here in the next few months. I don't know. Weeks. Probably weeks. I would think after a month, people are going to be over the whole thing. So that's that. I think I'm done. I don't think I have anything else to say. I'll try to bust this show out, and I'm working on a new show. I think I mentioned that. Still rounding up the hosts for that because nobody can commit to times and days, so we'll see. But stay tuned. I'll let you know what happens with that. And that's it. Robot Underpants is a member of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network, and we'll see you next week.